2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And here we go, the 15-minute morning show podcast. But we only have 12 minutes. Here we go.
What the hell?
I don't know. You know, we've never really had a really good grasp of time on this show, and my apologies. So sitting around the podcast table today in different states of mind as well, there's Gandhi in her living room. There's Danielle in her basement. There's Froggy in his guest bedroom.
Hello.
And then, of course, we've got Scary, and we've got Straight Nate in the other room. What's Straight Nate doing out there? Does he want to join us for the 15-minute morning show podcast?
He's talking to engineer Josh. And we're all drinking whiskey.
Drinking?
Oh God, yeah. This is
wow.
Good stuff. I've never had such good stuff before. Thank you.
What are you drinking?
Where'd you get that?
Go to this microphone right here. What did you say, Josh?
It's a new tradition. It's the 9:15 whistle.
All right.
Well, we're done with the 15-minute morning show podcast.
But what are you drinking?
What brand is it, Josh? Nate, what is it?
Nate brought it in.
He's
Writer's Tears.
It's really good.
Writer's Tears.
Yeah.
It's really good. He brought it
weird?
Not only to thank me, but because I have a big birthday coming up on Sunday.
Oh, really? You're turning the big 3-0? Congratulations. You made it.
Yay,
No, it's for my bar mitzvah.
Hey, you know what? You know what's kind of weird? You guys drinking there in the studios, and this is really unusual that you guys are drinking and I'm not.
I know. What is going on?
Look at me. The poster boy for sobriety. How strange is that? That's never happened. All right. Anyway, we've got this podcast. We've got to fill up. Where do you want to start? Who wants to talk to me? Gandhi, what do you want to talk about on our podcast today?
Okay, so I actually think I'm going to do it. I'm going to pull the trigger, and I think I'm going to go to Columbus this weekend to spend some time with my sister. We have some stuff going on in our family, and I think that I'm too far away from everybody. And Wednesday for us tomorrow is going to be 2 weeks that we've all been quarantined. So we'll have the clear, and I'm going to hop in her car. She's going to come get me, and I'm going to go there.
Wow.
I think it's a
good
idea.
How far of a drive is it from New York to Columbus?
It's about 8 hours from here, so I have the best sister in the entire world who's going to hop in a car and come pick me up 8 hours away and take me home.
Wow. So you're going to take your studio with you. You're still working, right?
Of course. Studio's still going to be with me. Yeah, just, you know, there's some sad stuff happening, and my family's nowhere near me. So I think at the very least, my mom would have some peace of mind being with my sister and I being together, and my sister will feel better too, and I will too.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, safe travels. But you're here again tomorrow, so I'm not saying goodbye.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be here. And you're not going to say goodbye anyway, because it's going to be the same situation we have going on right now.
Yeah, you can't slither away so easily.
They'll have a different backdrop. That'll be the only thing on our camera. That'll be the difference.
Exactly.
So, Danielle, how are you feeling? I mean, you know, we've been doing these shows from home for, God, this is week number 2.
Yeah.
Are you getting used to this, or do you miss us all in the same studio?
You know, I got to say, I definitely miss you guys. I miss being in the same room with you and seeing you every day and the energy that we bring when we're all together. But I do like being here with my family. I do like seeing my kids every day, seeing them wake up, helping get them ready in their breakfast and helping them with anything they need and hugs that I get from them. So it's kind of like an in-between, you know? I have a little bit of both going on.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we're getting way too used to this. I mean, the thing is, we do have the luxury of Scary and Scotty B and Straight Nate in our Z100 studios running everything from the city. But now Scary is reporting that they are this close to making it where he can do what he does at home. Is that true?
Yes. Engineer Josh says that it's been running in the background and they've been testing the equipment. And so I may be able to run the entire Elvis Duran network from my apartment. Okay. Oh my God. So I maybe.
What happened?
Okay, so we're recording this 15-minute morning show while we're doing our show, and we just finished a phone tap, and then there was some dead air, and now we're playing commercials. Sorry about that, but anyway,
Scary.
Hopefully, it works better from your home than it's working there.
Put the whiskey down.
Okay, yeah, maybe so you should master that at the studio before you
whistle. Okay, so now.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, maybe you should Master. Okay, by the way, this whole podcast has just flown off the cliff.
Bring some levity back. Josh is here to explain how we may be able to run this from my apartment.
How's this possible?
At first, I was going to say that tomorrow we're going to move this to the 9:45 whistle from 9:15 for Skiri. How's it going to work?
Thank you.
There is a way that I have an app that will allow Skiri, through the magic of the internet, to cloud control the Elvis Duran Morning Show studio. And he'll be able to turn the faders on and off.
Press the
change
buttons.
Change levels, press the buttons.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, it's what about Scotty B? Because Scotty B is actually running Z100. Can he do that from home eventually?
Yes. That's the direction we're moving in.
So Straight Nate's the only one coming in. Straight Nate. Thank you.
Wow.
Just me.
How much time do we have left?
We have a good 8 minutes left. But Josh was saying that there may be a way to get the phones into Nate's house so Nate can answer phones from home.
That's next. That's going to take a while.
Yeah, so Straight Nate, you're going to be the only one coming into the city. The only one in Manhattan.
Here's the thing.
By yourself.
In, right?
You like coming in?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear
me. Yes.
I like coming in. But I think there is a safety issue. I know Skiri and Scotty both like coming in as well because we're able to get out of the house. And I know you guys are probably feeling a little cooped up at this point. But at the same time, you are concerned because there is nobody else out, right? So you feel like, am I putting myself at unnecessary risk? And if Josh and the engineering team can work their magic and get us working from home, I would feel much safer. But it is nice to get out. I will say that.
So, you know what? This has been something that's been tossed around in our business for quite some time now, how we one day will do all of our shows from anywhere we want to do our shows and never, ever really coming together.
Right.
And that makes me sad. That would make me sad that we would never, ever really get together, ever.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think they need to know. Maybe if we did every once in a while, at least get together.
Where?
What do you think?
I mean, as soon as you guys move out, we're going to sell the building.
I guess.
Before the show started, and we were talking about how it's important, for me at least, to have a purpose. I get up, I have an alarm, I get dressed, I have a routine, I come in. And she said she was kind of jealous or envious of that right now, right?
Definitely. I mean, again, we're very fortunate that we like where we live and we're able to be safe at home. And, you know, it's not necessarily stuck at home trying to be positive. But when I hear, like, off the air sometimes, Skiri and Scotty and Nate cracking up about something, I'm like, oh, what's going on? Tell me the joke.
So funny. Yeah. Why can't I know?
And I just miss that environment with all of you guys.
Wow.
And I miss you guys. I really do.
I just had this weird feeling that, this time next year, this is our way we do work. This is the way that we're going to do it.
And, no.
I get this weird feeling, but we're still going to have a show. We're still going to do this. Look, you know what? We're actually pulling off some great shows, considering we're all over the land, you know, doing it. But I don't know. I'm wondering what other businesses are going to start doing this as well, where they don't go in because there is no place to go in.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like when my mom and dad, when I went to school one day, my mom and dad moved to a different house. Didn't give me the address. I didn't know where they were.
Wow.
Like, where are you people? They finally.
That was one of my fears as a kid.
What?
One of my phobias as a kid was it was a little different. I always thought my parents were going to die if I left as a kid. Like I said, if I go to school and I come back, they're not going to be there when I come home. Something's going to happen to them. And I was scared that they were either going to move and not tell me, or something was going to happen to them and they were going to not tell me. But somehow they were always there waiting when I got home. So I guess they did care.
You know,
Gandhi.
So my parents actually did move out on me. My senior year of high school, I lived all by myself in a house in South Florida across from my high school.
Did they tell you they were leaving? Or they just disappeared?
They did. They gave me a heads up. They said, this is what's coming, kiddo. We want you to graduate from this school. And in Florida, if you have a certain GPA and certain test scores, you get your college paid for. So I wanted to go to school down there. So that's why I stayed by myself my senior year of high school. Let me tell you, Danielle, it was not a nightmare. It was amazing.
Really?
So Skiri, you're in the building. Are they moving my furniture out of my office or anything? Have you seen anything suspicious?
No, they didn't get to the furniture yet. They just got to the liquor.
Okay. Sounds like the liquor got to you, Skiri.
Yeah, it did.
well, yeah. Anyway, look, I enjoy being in my kitchen. I love waking up and Alex is here most of the week. And, you know, I've got everything right here. But I think I'd rather be there.
You know, a shining example of how this is actually being successful was the other night with iHeartRadio's Concert for America in people's living rooms. And they showed how a production could be so impactful and so well done in such a short notice and in people's houses like that. And that could be the wave of the future. I was watching on TMZ when they reviewed that concert. They were like, hey, Harvey Levin was saying it. He's like, hey, this is a game changer. Do you watch the future of the way that we're going to be putting together and thinking out TV?
It is a game changer. But when it comes to performances, being with a crowd is totally different. I really think that's something that we need to get over our viruses so we can go back to concerts again. Because being in a theater to watch a movie, being in a crowd to watch a concert, there's an energy there. Because you know what? It's not only great to watch it, but the performers need the audience. They need energy of the crowd to catapult them into where they need to go. So I can see how it's going to work a little bit both ways. So I'm okay with that. Anyway.
Yeah, me
there's
too.
There's your 15-minute morning show podcast in about 11 minutes.
That's it? Yeah.
You still got more time if you want.
Oh, thanks, Gary. But I have to go pee. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Take us with you.
Bye.
Bye.
The 15-minute morning show.